I'm reading from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 3, verse 1 through 11. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears of it tingle." This ends the reading. A friend of mine once told me on my birthday, "Forget about your past, you can't change it. Forget about your future, you can't predict it. And forget about your present, because I didn't get you one." I remember as a young child growing up in a neighborhood full of other children. At my next door neighbor's house, there were two girls by the name of Tammy and Ginger. What I remember most about Tammy and Ginger is that they had the best birthday parties. We sang songs, played games, had birthday cake. It was a wonderful time together. I am reminiscing because, as Pastor Derek said, today is my birthday. I was born on January 18, 1971, so I'm 44 years today. As my dad recalls, I was born just a few hours after the Baltimore Colts beat the Dallas Cowboys in Super Bowl V. He was watching the game in the waiting room while my mom was in delivery. I guess I will cheer for the Colts today over the Patriots. When Pastor Brad released the preaching calendar for 2015, I saw my name next to my birthday, so I thought it would be fun to have a birthday theme for worship this morning. My goal for this message is to compare how we celebrate birthdays today to how birthdays were celebrated in the Bible. I will point out one thing that we have in common and one thing that is different between the way we celebrate birthdays and how birthdays are celebrated in the Bible. Let's start with what we have in common. One thing that the church has in common with birthdays in the Bible is that both are celebrations of life. Do you remember when we celebrated the birth of Jesus? The angels sang praise to God. The wise men came bearing gifts. God even placed a star in the sky to signal that the Savior was born. We do many of the same things on our birthdays. We sing songs, offer gifts, and light the candles on the cake. Birthdays are a celebration of life. Over the years, I've heard various versions of the happy birthday. In your sermon outline, you'll see on the back of your bulletin, there are three different versions of the birthday song. So the first one is what we usually sing. The second one is what we sing at my grandmother's. And the third one is what the double I class sings to each other in their Sunday school class here at Faith Community. So what I thought we could do is sing these together. Now you have to understand when we get to that third verse, Double I likes to pick on each other. And they sing this with a lot of gusto. So let's sing Happy Birthday together, these three verses. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear friends, happy birthday to you. Every day of the year, may you find Jesus near. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. 60, 70, 95. We're just glad you're still alive. 96. All right. Wonderful. Thanks, Betty. One of my favorite parts about birthdays is playing a game. We're going to play a little game. Inside of your worship bulletin, there are four lucky winners. And Pastor Derek's going to help me out. If you look inside your worship bulletin and there's a smiley face up in the corner, would you raise your hand? We've got a winner right here. Raise your hand up. Oh, Jan's got one. Raise your hand up high. Derek's got a gift for you.
Yeah, winners get a prize.
Scott's got one.
So happy birthday, sir. Yeah. All right, all right. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. All right.
Oh.
Yeah, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yeah. Little Hershey's.
Chris, over here.
Love for you. All right, good. Chris, you got hands? Happy birthday, bud.
Thank you.
Awesome. Very, very good. So that's. I remember when I went to one of Tammy and Ginger's birthday parties, we played pin the tail on the donkey. But when their mom put the blindfold on me, I could still see out of the bottom. So I got that tail right on the end of the donkey. And I won the prize. And I guess I share that today because I still feel guilty about it. We've talked about what we have in common. It's a celebration of life. Now, what is the difference between our celebration of birthdays and those in the Bible? As we work through these next four stories, I would like to see if you can pick up on what I see as a difference between our birthday celebrations and birthdays in the Bible. Our first birthday is about a woman named Hannah. Like several other mothers in the Bible, Hannah knew what it meant to suffer long years from not being able to get pregnant. On top of this suffering, she was taunted by her husband's other wife. Despite her suffering and being taunted, Hannah never gave up on God. She prayed for a child, and God answered her prayers. Hannah gave birth to Samuel. To honor God for the blessing of a child, Hannah selflessly dedicated her son to God. Just a short time after Samuel's birthday, Hannah went to the temple and pledged her son into the service of the Lord. The second story is about a couple named Zechariah and Elizabeth. Elizabeth became pregnant with her first child in her old age after receiving a promise from God. Elizabeth and Zechariah named him John, as the angel instructed. Like Hannah before her, Elizabeth pledged her son into the service of the Lord. On John's birthday, his father said, "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High." The third story is about a woman named Jochebed. Jochebed gave birth to Moses. It was a dangerous time in Egypt when Moses was born. Jochebed committed herself into the service of the Lord and showed tremendous faith in God by coming up with a plan to keep her baby safe. She set baby Moses adrift down the Nile River. God worked it out that the baby was found by Pharaoh's daughter, and Jochebed became her son's nurse. The fourth story is about a couple named Mary and Joseph. Mary is the most honored woman in the Bible. Although she was a young girl of little means, When the angel told her of God's favor upon her life, she joyfully committed herself into the service of the Lord. Mary gave birth to Jesus. Joseph was equally as committed to love his wife and care for God's son. From these four stories in the Bible, what I learned is that birthdays are not only a celebration of life. Birthdays mark the time when either the parent or the parent on behalf of the child makes a commitment into the service of the Lord. Birthdays give families a reason to praise God for the blessing of new life. And a birthday gives families an opportunity to make a commitment to serve Christ. Making a commitment to serve on your birthday is something that happens often in the Bible, but not so much in our time. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Birthdays are wonderful. We need to celebrate our birthdays. Birthdays are a reminder of our sacred worth in the image of God. Yet I think birthdays can be more. Birthdays can be an opportunity to commit ourselves into the service of the Lord. A commitment to serve on your birthday is like a New Year's resolution, but only more. We are not simply talking about a new time that everybody is a part of. On your birthday, we can specifically focus on you. It is your life. It is your promise to God. It is a commitment to honor the purpose that is uniquely yours. To honor this promise, God can lead you into a new way of living. God can fashion your life into His likeness. God can strengthen your life and lead you into His plan for your faith journey. I know of at least one person in our church who does follow in this biblical example of service. Instead of getting presents on his birthday, Logan Gamble received a huge bag of socks. His mom gave the socks to Shoes for Shoeless. I happily received them, and we've been using them through the winter to help children in need. Thank you, Logan. Logan is showing a commitment to serve on his birthday. I want to share about one other person who made a commitment to serve the Lord. Alberta Williams was born on September 13, 1904, the only daughter of Reverend Adam Williams, who was then the pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Alberta attended high school at Spelman Seminary and obtained a teaching certificate at the Hampton Normal and Industrial Institute in 1924. Alberta met Martin King, whose sister Woody was boarding with her parents. After returning from college, Alberta announced her engagement to Martin at the Ebenezer Baptist Church. She worked for a short period of time as a teacher before their marriage on Thanksgiving Day, 1926. As female teachers were then not allowed to work while they were married, she had to give up her job as a teacher. The couple had three children. Their first child, a daughter, was Willie Christine King. The second child, a son, was Martin Luther King, Jr. Their third child, a son, was Alfred Daniel Williams King. Alberta King worked hard to instill self-respect into her three children. In an essay written in seminary, Martin Luther King Jr. wrote that his mother was behind the scenes, setting forth those motherly cares, the lack of which leaves a missing link in life. Martin Luther King Jr. was close to his mom throughout his life. Tomorrow is the national observance of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Tomorrow is not only a celebration of Dr. King's life, it is a celebration of his service to God and country. We cannot disconnect a celebration of Dr. King's life from a celebration of his service to God. This celebration of life and service on a birthday is how the people of the Bible celebrate it theirs. Some may say that birthdays are simply a way of marking the years gone by. To say we are another year older and nothing more. I say birthdays are a celebration of life and a time to commit ourselves once again into the service of the Lord. Samuel anointed two kings and was a prophet of Israel. John the Baptist was a prophet of the Most High, a forerunner of Christ. Moses delivered his people from slavery in Egypt and into the Promised Land. Jesus saves the world from sin and death. And Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. led the civil rights movement in our country. We all have reasons to celebrate our birthdays. Each one of us is a person of sacred worth. We are created in the image of God. And even more than this, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. As God said to the prophet Jeremiah, "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future and a hope." Happy birthday to you, whenever it may be. May you find this to be a time of celebration of your life, and may you find it to be a time to commit yourself into the service of the Lord. Amen.